Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on The Morning Shift, we are recapping the 2024 NFL Draft and getting your thoughts on how the Falcons did overall. So we've been taking some of your calls throughout the show. You can continue to try to get in at 404-726-0929 or tweet us at 929 The Morning Shift on X. To the lines we go now. Chris in Riverdale, thanks for hanging on the line, Chris. How the Falcons do in your opinion?
Still jury out, but I do have an opinion. The Falcon brass, I can accept whatever picks you make, but you gotta do better with the spin on how you're doing it. In 2021, you passed up Fields, which would have been a quarterback that could have waited in the wings, and you said we could win now. To win now, you picked the tight end. Then you get to the next year, that didn't work. So you're now looking at trying to spend $200 million, which you didn't have, but Deshaun Watson, which ended up giving you Grenade Boy and giving you Ritter. So now you're saying, okay, we're playing for the future. We're playing for the for right now and the future. I can respect anything, but you got to chill with the double talk. You don't have to lie to kick it, as Tupac said. And all I'm saying is, you know, that just come on, just be honest with the fans. You know, say, hey, this is who we wanted or whatever. It really smells like that Arthur Blank has got his hands in it and being a little Jerry Jones-ish, and looks like Fontenot is like having to spin it when the big boss, you know, makes that call. So that's my opinion on it.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Let me ask you a question real quick before you get out here. I don't believe it was that. What I would like to say is I think this is probably, to your point though, an overcorrection, right? You didn't have a succession plan, and your words, not mine. You got Grenade Boy and Desmond. So I think that this was an overcorrection of not having a succession plan. So instead of saying, hey, we're going to do this again, we're absolutely going to have a succession. Do you think that would be the case?
Yeah, I mean, my opinion is that, I mean, this is not we don't have the College Park Sky Falcons where you can stash something, and we can't have paid interns. When we're trying to win. This is the NFL. You don't plan for the future. You plan for now. You have to win now. That's the NFL. If you don't plan to win now, you might be out of a job later.
Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree that you have to win now.
I think overcorrection is the right way to put it. And I think that overreaction was used, I think, on Saturday when we were taking callers. And I think overcorrection is the exact right way.
It's an overreaction which leads to an overcorrection.
Yeah. We also, listen, our girl Tish got to us on Twitter. Always appreciate her back and forth. She said, I was shocked, but I'm happy with the draft. We went from the worst quarterback room to arguably one of the best. I'm glad we paid the best quarterback available. He's a top 10 QB. He got paid market rate. Who wanted another below-average bridge quarterback? Not me.
Can I one thing to add to his call?
Bridge is the right word, but yeah.
You know what's weird is in 2021 and 2022, we were told that they were retooling while trying to win now, and they made win now moves in the draft. And in 2024, when you're told you're in win now mode, you made a move for the future, and I think that is where fans have gotten a little thrown off. And I think that it's okay that they've gotten thrown off. It's okay that they're confused. It's not their fault. They're trying to follow the moves that the organization's making, and I think it's fair when they tell you that.
Let's go back to the lines. We have Squid Billion.
Lord of mercy.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir, and might I add that we are dominating today.
Yeah, y'all are.
First of all, I don't know if I should be really proud of the reactions I get simply by dialing in. or rethink some things.
You want me to redo that? Good morning, Squid Billion.
We're happy to have you, buddy.
Sorry, you know.
No. It's not that kind of rethinking. It's not at all like I'm leaving the nation. I just want to ask my elder, Squid, am I representing the nation well?
You are, sir. In fact,
is this a cult?
You are.
Yeah, it is.
We saw a top 3%er.
Perfect. Well, that's all I need. All doubt is gone, and it's only pride then. Look, Mike, I've got a suggestion for Top 5 Tuesday.
All right.
Last week, I had a kidney stone, which, first of all, do not recommend. Yeah, it's not a good time. But I thought you could do a top five most painful experiences that the everyday person goes through. Not like, like a shark attack or something that most people aren't going to experience. But, I stepped on a Lego in the middle of the night. Those kind of top five most painful experiences.
I love that, man. I love that idea. I'm marking that down right now.
The drought. Big fan. I've always been a fan of having a quarterback like ready and to learn. And with Michael Penix, he's such a he's another pocket processor just like Kirk is, and so he's going to learn. It's the best situation for him to learn and get ready. I'm a big fan of it, and I thought Kirk was the win now answer, and so they were ready. Like, they're a playoff team when they get Kirk, and then that means that they can bring in Michael Penix to hand off the torch like for the future. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, nice
Thanks,
call.
We appreciate the call.
To his point, man, you just got to find a different name. You know, get welcomed in with a much more joyful voice if it just wasn't Squid
I'm sorry.
Billion.
I'm sorry. I'm like, it's Squid. Yeah. I'm like, it's well, awesome, you know, Squid
the,
Nation.
To Squid Billion's point, you do bring in the Nation members a little bit differently than bring in the Mafia members.
That's unfortunate.
I've heard you call in when you, like, Mike's Mafia member, like, when he says he's, like, 69, but he's really, like, 4. There's only like 7 of you, but when you welcome them in, you Mike's Mafia member
Mike
number,
Mafia.
And then when you bring in the Nation, you're like Squid Billion from Dallas.
Again, I say that's unfortunate. Let's go back to the lines. We have Sam waiting on us. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, here's the deal. I was just as shocked as everyone else was when the pick came down. I wasn't expecting it, but I had to sit on it for a few hours. And this is what I think people are missing. For one, if this Kirk Cousins thing worked, the Falcons are expecting to be picking in the lower third of the first round, right? They're not expecting to be in a position to get a guy. But I think people are forgetting about this tampering thing. The Falcons are about to get hammered. The league office is saying this is like the worst example of tampering they've ever seen. The Falcons aren't even disputing it. Hell, Kirk Cousins told on himself. They're about to get hammered. And I think between the idea of picking hopefully in the lower third or at least the lower half of the first round and maybe losing major, major, major draft capital next year, I think that moved the clock up. You know what I mean? They were not going to be in a position to get a guy next year. And Raheem Morris saw what happened to Arthur Smith when he wasn't able to get a guy and he got stuck with the Desmond Ridders and the Tyler Heinickes and the Marcus Mariotas of the world. And Raheem Morris wasn't going out like that, you know? So I think the combination of those two things sped it up. By all accounts, we could have waited to next year to get a quarterback, but you know, Kirk Cousins is 36 years old with it coming off a blown Achilles. We don't know how this thing is going to work out. And if we lose the draft capital next year, you know, we're looking at another Desmond Ridder situation. So you put all that together, I was shocked, but I understand.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think there is a little bit of truth, and that is definitely a line of thinking that could have happened. But here's my question to you. If you think you're missing a first-round draft pick next year, doesn't that make it all the more important to go get a guy that can help you in the next two or three seasons right now?
Yes.
And also, don't you think that if you thought you were losing a first-round draft pick next year, that you would be more likely to trade back in this year's draft to possibly add a first-round pick when you reportedly got calls for other people wanting to move into the number 8
also,
slot?
Also, I've never heard anyone say this is the most egregious tampering in the history of tampering. First off, it's not, because Tom Brady was talked to by an owner when he was under contract during a season, and so is Sean Payton. I don't think they know anything of what's going on. They're not fighting it because they don't know what the hell the punishment is yet.
There's also nothing they can do.
They're cooperating.
It's not like their cell phone records are being collected. He said it during a press conference.
And also, all he said was, I talked to the trainer after I'd agreed to the contract. Yeah. That's not really tampering to the point that you guys want to make it out to be.
I'll say this much. I don't trust the NFL to not go hard on the Falcons. It's not like I'm sitting there going, it wasn't much. The NFL won't go hard. Like, the NFL has been shown to make an example out of people over stuff that's way less than this.
Now, it falls in line with what the technicality of legal tampering is, because a team employee cannot speak with a player until the league year starts.
Yeah.
But it's not this egregious tampering. It's not like Kirk Cousins was talking to Terry about all these other things.
Are you going to be shocked if they get a first rounder taken away next year?
Yeah, I would. Because you didn't, it does not fall in line with when other first rounders are being taken. Remember, the last time a first round was taken was the Dolphins, and they got hit for two different penalties.
Over a number of years as well. This wasn't like a one-time thing. I will say this. I will be shocked if the first rounder is taken away. I won't be shocked if they get slid back to the end of the first round next year. If like they're automatically picked number 32, and that's their punishment.
I mean, they'd still get a first rounder, so it would just be a loss of position.
Hopefully, I've never heard them do that. Hopefully, you're only losing one position.
They'll take a third, and we'll all cry about that.
Yeah, what are they going to do when we win the Super Bowl?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to go to WSauce.com. They're going to grab some Bloody Mary mix because they'll need it for the next morning, and it's done Key West style. And then, you know, they'll just do it for blanks and giggles. I'll call my guy Anthony at Saddest Truck and Trailer Repair, and they'll be like, hey, this is the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. How can you make my box truck, semi, or regular size truck better?
For blanks and giggles.
Blanks and giggles.
That's right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.